Come with us now, if you dare, down a rickety staircase into a dank, dark basement. What awaits? The Saturday Night Freak Show.
Welcome back, ladies and germs, to the Saturday Night Freak Show podcast. You can't get out of its way. It's steamrolling your internet
face.
Radio face. Every Saturday night, the Freak Show happens right here on your internet radio dial. Be that iTunes, Stitcher Radio, Podbay FM, TuneIn Radio, wherever you're hearing us, please go and leave us a star rating or a like or something, because it helps us get found by the various algorithms and more people will get turned on to the Freak Show experience. My name's Colin. I'm surrounded by the internet radio superstars.
Sean.
Jenny.
Guest Dave.
And tonight, it was my pick. Every week, we pick a movie round robin and we watch it, force sometimes everybody to watch it, and then evaluate it right here for your listening entertainment and enjoyment. Tonight's movie was Zombie, directed by Lucio Fulci, from the year 1979. This is the first legitimate zombie movie that we have done on the podcast. We've got like 130-odd episodes.
Really? We haven't delved into the zombies
Well, there much? Were zombies in The Beyond, which there we were did indeed. Way back in the day, which that was another Lucio Fulci horror film. Mm-hmm. But I think this is the first legitimate zombie film that we've done.
It was grody.
The Italians know how to make a disgusting zombie movie. I will say that.
Well, that's kind of what I like about the zombies in this movie. Of all the zombie movies that I've seen, like especially at this time in 1979, like they cake dirt, dried grime, blood,
slime,
flour,
vomit,
blood, snot, just
live insects and
worms and maggots.
Worms and maggots.
Oh, yeah.
Many worms.
Brave people under this makeup. Brave, brave people.
And they shuffle around through the streets of whatever, these dusty streets of some Caribbean island.
The sandy streets of island.
St. Thomas.
Was it Matul?
Matul.
Well, they said something about St. Right. Thomas, right?
They landed there and then took the boat to the zombie island.
Matul. But you can almost, like, these are zombies, I guess because it looks like they're rotting. It's like you can almost smell how bad.
They were gross.
Yeah.
They were really gross. They were gross.
So we watched The Beyond coming up two years ago, before this one. What made you, why was The Beyond a choice before Zombie?
I want to say, actually, Jenny was telling me the other day that she was listening. She's going through and listening all the old podcast, listening to the old podcast.
It's
and she,
true.
She said she had just heard The Beyond. And I'm like, you know, we should do Zombie. Because I remember on that podcast, I'm going to go see Zombie like right after this or something.
Probably said that.
Yeah. And here we are two years later.
2 years later, I finally got around to it. That's about the timetable for most movies. I'm like, I need to see this.
Yeah.
Like, 2 years later.
All I can say is you should not place the blame on me. That's not even fair.
It's probably your fault.
What are you talking about? This is enlightening. You're getting to see your first Lucio Fulci movie.
Uh-huh. True. It's an education, this podcast.
Mm-hmm. Jenny, I'm sure, is going to be seeking out more Fulci films in the future.
Oh, yeah, tomorrow.
You can borrow The Beyond. It's all yours.
Did you buy it?
No.
What are you saying?
I'm offering you Colin's copy.
It's another fantastic film. You should go back and listen to that podcast at some point. Lucio Fulci is a guy, an Italian filmmaker, got his start making, as Italian filmmakers did, Westerns, spaghetti Westerns, Giallo films. Really got a breakout. I think his first hit was a Giallo film called Don't Torture the Duckling. And then he worked
another
his
great
way.
Title for the Giallo.
Oh, yeah.
Genre.
Well, they have to be, right?
It's got to be, yeah.
What was it that you got to have four components to be a Giallo?
It's gotta, this
a number.
A timbre to it, the title you got to have, yeah.
You got
to
have a number, an animal, a color.
And a don't.
Well, I know I remember this and Four Flies on Grey Velvet. It's the best one because it covers all four quadrants. So you got a number, an animal, and gray, the color.
Color, and it's got to be a material.
And a material, I guess, yeah. But eventually what happened, the way that this movie came about was Dawn of the Dead, George Romero's Dawn of the Dead, was released in Italy, but they called it Zombie Dawn of the Dead. And so the producers of the movie we just watched, which was released here as Zombie, made a quick cash in. They're like, we gotta have a zombie movie, like as quick as we can. So this was actually in Italy released as Zombie 2, the sequel to Dawn of the Dead.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Yeah.
They do that. They just kind of co-opt shit that's already been made and go with it. Title-wise, especially. Even if it has nothing to do with previous versions. They're just like, Fuck it. It's the sequel. Because that's how we'll make money.
Well, that's like, I mean, the Italian film industry of the late 70s and 80s was just like a complete rip-off market. I mean, We watched Star Crash not too long ago. Rip-off of Star Wars.
It was Alien Terminator, that whatever that movie was called.
Star Wars.
I watched that one. That one was classic.
Yeah. 1990 Bronx Warriors. You remember that one? It's like a ripoff of Escape from... It's like Escape from New York mashed with The Warriors.
Really?
Yeah. I want to say there's a 1990 Bronx Warriors. Did I just say that? What was the other one? Escape from the Bronx or something like that? Yeah. Like there's a... And then they did... I remember Beyond the Door... is an Exorcist ripoff that I think got, you know, was almost successful over here. Richard Johnson, who's in this movie.
Dick Johnson.
Yeah. He was in The Haunting. If anybody remembers The Haunting back in 1963, classic horror film. And I think he just passed away this year. This movie also stars Tiza Farrow.
You got to point out who they are in the movie. Because I don't even. She? Who's Dick Johnson in this movie?
Richard Johnson was Dr. Maynard.
Ah.
Of the he who is experimenting with the zombies on the island of Motul.
How about Tisa Farrow?
She was the female lead, Anne Bowles,
the daughter, of the boat dude.
Oh. Yeah.
Mia Farrow's sister.
Yes. Looks just like her. Did fewer movies.
Sure.
I think she was like in this and something called Anthropophagus. Something like that, some other horror movie. It didn't really do very well.
Sounds like a perfect freak show.
Yeah, go back and look up that one.
Did they have a famous parent? Is that why they got into acting?
Not that I know of. I don't know.
Just family.
Yeah, I don't know. Mia Farrow's.
They never showed her boobs. They showed everybody else's boobs, but they didn't show her boobs.
That's very true.
Oh, she's a Farrow. She's got to keep it classy.
Yeah, well, she's the lead. The lead doesn't have to show her boobs. No. It's the supporting.
She's very shy.
She lived
all the time.
She was. Well, a lot of the people are. It's like you wonder like how they're directing these people because the music is all like, you know, like something's happening. But everybody just kind of like hangs there with their mouths open, like watching as people are disemboweled in front of them.
Not only is they're disemboweled, but as they're being actively attacked, they're just standing there just
you know, these zombies only have like small bursts of energy. You know, where they can it's all about very slow motion getting to you.
They and have then to there's be in close, like,
real
close,
quick grab.
Right. Close proximity, then, they have to be.
I mean, couldn't you really outmaneuver these zombies? And,
indeed.
Well, probably.
Indeed.
But it's the horde mentality. Once you get like a horde of them together.
Well, even if there's one, these people are just like, oh, I'm so shocked. Bite me.
Well, it's a weird thing when someone stands up out of their grave.
True.
In this case, I think some of them are, what did they say, Spanish?
What is it gonna do?
Conquistadores?
Yes. Pronounce the
conquistadores.
The conquistadores
that have been buried on this island for 400 years and start standing up, wandering around.
You know that because they immediately find a helmet of the era. Yes. It's probably been there for 4,000 years, and they just happen to trip over
it. A little sand on it.
Yeah, it's like, oh, it's a little dusty.
Buried, you know, very one inch below the ground.
Right, that's how they did it back in the day.
The 1300s.
They were in a rush to bury people. That's why.
Yeah.
And I think it's the first and only underwater zombie fighting a shark.
I won't say only.
Yeah, they've done.
Are there other underwater zombies?
In George Romero's Land of the Dead, I remember, they don't actually show them underwater, but the zombies march across a river by going underneath it, and then they come up on the other side. So you see them going into the river, and then on the other side coming back up. But I admire that logic. I guess that like
a lone zombie underwater waiting for the scuba diver.
If you're on an island, I'm sure a few have just wandered off and got stuck in the reef.
Yeah, he could have been on the boat that that brings the zombies right? to New York, and he fell off, and he's just been hanging out down there. I mean, he doesn't breathe.
Shark can't really smell anything. I assume they're
shark wrestling.
Right. I assume they're drawn to the smell or the sound and everything. If you're underwater, you're really not going to get that. So he probably just was like just hanging out there.
Just hanging out.
Yeah. Wandering waiting for around. Something. Movement of some sort.
Yeah, but doesn't zombie get hungry? What does he eat?
Fish?
I don't necessarily
what? Shark.
Do you think he'd settle for fish?
I mean, I think they'll eat whatever comes to
barracuda?
Them.
Barracuda?
If there's movement.
What's he poop, man? I bet that's a funky zombie poop.
I've never figured this out.
Because, right. I mean, you're eating it, and it must somehow go through the zombie digestive system.
I think it just falls out of
system.
Them. I think that's why they're always hungry. I think it just falls out of them at some point, considering they're decomposing. So I think they just... It just... We have an audience member tonight.
Yeah. Just eating ribs of
with glee, I would say.
But the
studio audience, what do you think? Who would
he doesn't have a microphone. Get back to here. Oh. So the idea that like a zombie, you know, as they're so like they have motor function, obviously, and they're drawn to whatever they can see, the senses are still working.
Yeah.
And they just want to eat.
Yes.
So people
instead of like, no, I don't think it's a hunger. I think it's just a function. Just
no, it's gotta you gotta
this.
Keep the zombie engine running. I mean, how do you?
Yeah, but what?
I don't think there's an engine though. But I think like eventually
maybe they poop it out.
I don't know. Like,
but that would mean that your body parts are actually
working.
Organs are functioning.
Maybe there's zombie bacteria in some weird zombie intestine. Maybe some of it like shoots out the side.
That's what I think.
Chunk it out.
That's what I think, though.
Its way,
if
know.
We think about this, if we think about this scientifically, if we think about this scientifically, that's
this
what
I gotta
think.
Hear.
I know. I think like White. They'll go for it and they'll eat it. I don't think there's a hunger. I think there's just the electrical drive to eat. I don't think it's satiated. I think that's why they're always hungry and always going after new people is because there's just that drive to do it.
Yeah.
They're never full. A zombie is never going to be full.
Well, that's
at
what
any
I'm
point.
Saying. They're not extracting any kind of
no.
nutrients from the
no,
food.
No, it's not
that
doing anything
eating.
For
well,
them.
Well, you yeah. have to at least. I mean, to
we do. They don't
walk around. You know what I mean?
No, it's, but I think eventually they'll decompose enough where they can't. Like, I think it's just a constant drive until they can't do it anymore.
Yeah, because if they're dead, they're eventually going to break down. There won't be anything.
Right.
I mean, like all of the. The organs will
everything
putrefy.
Will fall apart. Yes.
Oh God, it would like
yeah.
swell up.
It's not like
and
a
probably
hand
burst.
Running around.
Right, it's got to
right,
be like
right,
attached
exactly.
to
the parts that fall off.
Exactly, which has happened in other zombie life. Movies, but they don't. I don't think follow the a scientific logic in that.
What are you
regard.
Saying? This movie or just zombies?
No, other movies.
Zombies?
Like I think oh. this one goes with like you said, if like a part comes off, it's not going to keep going. Like there's not if it's
yeah,
separated
why,
from
like
the electrical
World War
function.
Z, they're real fast zombies, and then these guys are really slow, and they really could care less.
It's kind of always the thing: the fast zombie versus the slow zombie.
I mean,
I'm totally
then you need
the
energy.
Slow zombie.
It's
no
the
matter
age
what,
me too.
No matter how demonized or whatever the fuck you are, when you're turned to a zombie, you have to burn that energy. So it's either you gotta. Really eat a bunch of people real quick so you can go run over there and eat all those people. But these guys were in no big hurry to run around and eat anybody.
Not at
I mean,
all.
They did, but then they walked around a little bit.
Well, they've been waiting around for a long time. I don't
Worms
think they're in a hurry
grow.
Much.
Yeah.
But there's got to be some kind of point, if you're really going to be technical about it, that there has to be some digestive system that goes on and you know, there's
it's all electrical.
I almost think
calories
it's like,
being burned. And,
that's the only
the
thought they
diet.
Have in their mind is just to... eat people.
Well, that's what I'm saying. It's an electrical thing. It's just down to the nervous system
unless
you're possessed, that keeps them going.
Unless it's
but
like
that's where it comes into this movie
devil.
Is the voodoo. It's the voodoo because there's zombies that were underground for a long
that's
time
true.
That are suddenly coming to life, which makes no sense in regard to a virus of some sort or what the
right.
scientist is studying.
Right.
When the ones just come out of the ground. That is
yeah,
more voodoo.
It's magic.
That's magic.
Because there's something, a magic spark has reanimated some part of the brain that's
yes.
making the thing move. So that's why I think like wherever it is.
They smell the blood.
Yeah. Well, I think.
Well,
I
because
their
senses are activated
yes.
again.
Well, maybe we should break down the movie so that the listeners can realize what, like exactly what parts we're talking about. But I do think that he
Dave?
Made a good point. Yeah, Dave, sorry. Sorry.
Need a video
camera. They can't see you pointing.
Pointing and looking. Sorry. Dave made a good point during the movie that when all these zombies woke up towards the end of the movie that they smelled blood.
Yeah.
I think so.
Or, you know, it's some kind of combination of the five senses. They can hear you, they can smell you, they can see you. Mm-hmm. Although Fulci zombies, even in the Beyond, kind of walk around with their eyes shut.
They're
like sleepwalkers.
They do.
They're just kind of stumbling around. I mean, they still seem coordinated to the fact that they're not, like, falling over, you know.
Sure.
Just kind
of
like...
The sense of sight is... Well, that, and I think they have to keep going at a certain point because their eyes will just rot out of their head. And they can't really use them. So, yeah, the sense of sight may not be as important for these zombies.
Do you guys watch that zombie show? What?
The Walking Dead?
Dead.
Yeah, because they're doing... Oh, I have been watching it, but they're doing that like, yes. In the newer seasons, they're doing, like, the zombies are more decomposed than they were in the earlier seasons. So, like, rot is actually taking hold, and these guys are all, like, you know...
Like old zombies?
Yeah, like jaws are hanging off. And I mean, they're gray. You know, they're not like freshly dead people anymore.
Fresh zombies.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Real that shit.
Yeah. I mean, this is like one of the first movies, I think, aside from... I mean, I think like zombies in movies go back to like White Zombie. You remember that movie with Bela Lugosi?
Yeah, fairly.
He has a great character name. One of the all-time greats. Murder Legendary.
That's his really?
Name. Yeah. But he runs like a plantation, I want to say, like on some Caribbean island. And so through voodoo, he's putting the native population in like hypnosis, basically. So he makes... Yes. I don't think they're actually like back from the dead.
No, because
I think they're just...
That's one of the origins of zombiedom, is it not? The voodoo, the island voodoo, not necessarily being dead, but then being, like you said, hypnotized to do the bidding of who's ever done the hypnotizing and whatnot. And so they have the same characteristics, but they're not necessarily dead. And I don't know if those zombies ate people.
I don't think so.
Or they just were sent out on a mission, technically.
Yeah, like in White Zombie, they're just shown like working the guy's plantation. Uh-huh. You know,
right?
I think
they're under control.
George Romero is the guy who created the
zombie
dead
labor.
Zombie.
Yeah,
yeah, oh yeah.
Cheap zombie labor.
Cheap zombie labor.
Man. What do you have to feed them?
Yeah,
you got to keep
throw
feeding
the asshole
them.
In there. whatever guy's a real dick at work, throw him out there.
Yeah. Andy, it's your time, Fred. Yeah. There he goes. Yeah. I think George Romero created the zombie that we all know and love. The, you know, brain dead. You kill the brain, you kill the zombie. That comes from George Romero. The eating people comes
from
George Romero.
Is that how they kill him on The Walking Dead?
Was that before?
Yeah.
Yes.
Was that before this movie?
Yeah, that was 1968, Night
Removing
of the Living
the
Dead.
Head or destroying the brain.
Yeah, and that's been like ever since. That's,
yes.
That was pretty much the rules. The freshly dead will come back to life. And because in Night of Living Dead, there's no, well, they imply that like radiation from a satellite that fell to Earth brought the dead back to life. But by Dawn of the Dead, they're just like, when there's no more room in hell,
the dead would walk the earth.
Yeah.
There's the radiation. There's the chemical spill.
Right.
The government chemical spill.
Yeah.
There's just straight voodoo.
Yeah. It's either science run amok. They're injecting people with the rage virus or whatever the hell is.
Yeah, science.
Turns people into zombies.
So indeed. There's no Satan zombies, it's all man-made.
Oh, I'm sure there's Satan
zombies. Well, I mean, as far as the Romero movies, Dawn and Day gave it the idea that, like, this is just a natural occurrence, that all of a sudden people are coming back from the dead and we can't explain it. It's very doomy, you know, and kind of, like, creepy.
Nothing you can do.
Because they just come back, and there's a character who says, you know, when... I can't remember what the guy in Day of the Dead says, but he says, you know, it's like maybe the creator has just had enough of us like fucking his shit up, and this is his way of saying, you know, like,
oh, what was that? 28 days later, what was that?
That was the rage virus.
That was a virus.
Started out in monkeys and got to everybody else.
What it was 40 days or 40 was it 40 days and 40 nights? No.
That was a Harrison Ford Anne Heche movie. No, that was 4 days.
No,
that wasn't
no.
too bad.
40 Days, 40 Nights. No, that's a Josh Hartnett movie. Yeah. I'm sorry.
The Zombie Island?
No, zombies in that one.
It was 40 Days and 40 Nights?
That's a Josh Hartnett, like, romantic comedy.
No, that's
you're thinking 28 Days later.
No, that's 7 days.
No.
6 days, 7 nights.
Oh, is it?
Yes.
Josh Hartnett.
Oh, that's where he's.
Oh, 30 Days of Night. That's Vampire.
For 40 days.
That's 40 Days, 40 Nights, yes.
Okay.
What was that girl's name? Sorry, I'm.
We are 30, all over
30
the map.
Days. 30 days of night.
30 days.
So she's
of night.
Right. Yes, that's vampires though.
Okay. Oh, it is. Oh, okay.
Yes, that's Vampire.
Yeah, that's okay. Alaska Vampires, right?
It is, yeah. Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Alaska Vampires.
Wow, we've reached that. That's where we've gone.
Sorry, I was thinking that was zombies for a second. I'm sorry, so 40 days.
No, that's Vampires. They do the same thing. They kind of eat people or drink blood.
Yeah.
They do similar things. So this movie, if you have ever seen this movie, you will remember, I'm going to say, at least two major moments will stick with you for the rest of your life.
Hmm.
Is that the boobs?
That's where the boobs. I knew you were going to go.
Well, it has this fantastic scene. Fantastic. It's fantastic.
I stood up and applauded.
He did, literally. And this is one of those moments where, like, you know, I can't imagine what it must have been like to see this movie in, like, a crowded theater in 1979.
Yeah, because you have no idea what she's going to do. You don't.
Yeah. Well, I mean,
I didn't.
Well, what, you know, it's sunny.
That's something.
People want to go skin diving.
Well, no, she sets it up. It's sunny out, and she goes, I want to go take some shots. I want to take some shots. Is it okay if I go take some shots?
That's what you were saying earlier.
Well, yeah. Yeah, did I do this? No. No, I did not.
Well.
Okay, Colin, proceed.
Well, yeah, I mean, they're on a boat of, our heroes have rented a boat to get to this island, Matul, and there's this other couple, they're swingers, right? I mean, that was what that whole thing about, what is like, if you know anything about boats, I've been boating all my life. And they look at each other and they're like,
they're cool. Yeah, let's put it that way. Yeah, they're cool.
Bring them on board.
They're all right. They're good with whatever. Like, they're okay with it. They got no problems.
I didn't pick up any of that.
Relaxed, we'll say.
So, yeah. So just like out of the blue, they're like motoring toward this island in Matul. And the girl's like, where can we stop the boat? I want to go dive in the water right now.
Take some shots.
Get us some pictures.
Yeah, why not? I mean, we're out here in the middle of nowhere. Let's just she strips down, except for her her shower cap.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Odd choice.
See the shower cap first. Yeah. The shower cap.
Hey, she's a lady. All right.
You got to leave something to the imagination.
Yeah. Yep. There wasn't much to leave.
It's just
that belt, that fucked up weird scuba diving belt. And then
you got to get strapped in. You don't want to lose that shit.
Well, no.
It's your lifeline.
So first it's the shower cap, and then she just takes her shirt off. She's topless.
It's hot out there.
It's hot, Colin.
Yeah, I mean,
it's very hot.
Come on.
They're in the tropics. It's hot.
I mean, we can't be expected to follow it. She's got the fucking bathing cap on.
She knows what's going on. We just got to follow
it. Okay, so she's covering up her hair instead of her breasts. That makes it.
That makes it okay.
Okay. All right. Fine. Yep. Well, then
hair cap it pans, for modesty.
Pans down to her panty line. She peels off her pants, and it's this little string being bikini. And then she turns around. It's a thong. It's a G-string.
The thong.
Right. Huh? As you do.
It's a thong.
Yeah. As you do.
That's what happens.
Absolutely fabulous.
It was.
But she's so sunburned.
Yeah, they were all kind of.
I was concerned.
Varying degrees of.
Varying degrees of continuity, as it were.
Yeah. People turning red and then white and then red.
But she decides to go scuba diving.
Well, that's what you do once you've strapped a tank on your back.
And then she straps her belt on. So they do another shot at her crotch as she's strapping on her belt.
You know, the swim hat kind of cleaned up the whole scene.
You know, it does
didn't make it quite as dirty as I was trying to go with it.
Would have been a lot more tawdry with those curls.
She's got a thong on and that's it. But she's wearing a swim cap, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Nice lady.
So she jumps into the water and we get some beautiful underwater photography of this woman swimming.
You're talking about her photography, right?
Well, we didn't actually get to see what she would fish or whatever on the reef. Yeah, and so you're like sitting there going, like, "Hey, this movie's like, it's doing pretty well, all right. It has my interest." And then, out of fucking nowhere, a goddamn shark shows up.
Which will happen.
I want to point out this is a real shark.
It was a real shark.
A real shark.
A real
from a distance
shark.
And a real shark up close.
We're thinking it's a tiger shark.
There was a couple fake shark parts.
Tiger shark.
I don't believe it.
I believe it.
Oh, what?
There was a couple.
No. This is real from top to bottom. Real from top to bottom.
Let it back in.
The girl and the shark. Real from top to bottom.
Let it back in, he says.
There was a couple.
No.
But yeah, a couple I thought were fake, and it was real. But there was a couple where it looked like he was really shaking like a rubber thing.
Well, hold on. We got to get to that.
Well, she sees a shark, and so she hides among the reef just to stay away from everything.
Maybe it's a tiger shark?
And what comes out?
I think it's a tiger shark, because... That was a Jaws callback.
Yeah, right there.
Tiger shark.
Okay, leave me hanging.
A what? Yeah.
A what?
I think it was a nurse shark. It's very passive.
Well, that's the thing.
It wasn't
a tiger shark.
Is in shots with our topless actress.
Right. And you know, that was her.
Right above her.
Yeah.
Right there.
Yeah.
Now, did you think they had to have brought that shark in, right? Like that.
Oh, well, I mean, like, what, he just swam into the sea?
No, that's what I'm saying. Like, they brought a shark in for this, right? And we're just like, hopefully it doesn't swim away, and we'll just put it in with you.
What do you do? Do you
tranquilize it? Days until shark.
I don't think it had many teeth, but I think
they showed
shark.
The close-up. It's got, like, the rope.
Throw it back in.
But she's hiding in the reef, and what comes out and grabs her?
Underwater zombie.
Underwater zombie. Underwater zombie. Now, whoever played this zombie, like, he's got... This had to be a guy who does this. Like,
I'm guessing.
It was Johnny Bag of Donuts.
Johnny Bag of Donuts. Trained for this.
Is that her great Italian? Giovanni
Bag of Donuts. Giovanni Bag of Donuts.
Baccatori. He becomes Johnny Bag of Donuts. Yep. Oh, we're all going to hell. So we were assuming.
I would have brought those fucking mushrooms for this podcast.
Oh, God.
So we're assuming, that this guy must professionally deal with sharks.
Right.
Or it's just some fucking hobo.
I hope so.
That they pay.
Right, we'll give you $50.
Like, no, Johnny. Right, it's going to be fine.
No, you don't
understand. No, it's going to be a plastic shark.
Yeah, we took all his teeth out. You'll be good.
It's going to be fine.
You'll be fine.
I hope it's a fucking homeless guy.
So hobo zombie attacks the girl.
Oh my god!
Oh man!
Oh my god!
All right, Sean, save us. All right, hobo zombie attacks the girl.
Hobo zombie.
Underwater hobo zombie.
Underwater hobo zombie. Which, why hasn't anybody made that movie with that title? Right. Underwater Hobo Zombie.
Copyright, 2015, right now, Saturday Night Freak Show.
Attacks the girl. She fights him off, gets away.
And she fights him off with a piece of coral.
She does. She rubs coral in his face. I've never seen this before.
Her face off.
Like, coral. That'll do it.
It's like underwater mace. Like,
bleh. It really is. Fights him off, swims away.
That was pretty fucking resilient, man.
That's
cool. Using the coral.
That's a good idea.
And then they pulls had it out of the ground. Cam, remember?
Oh, that's later.
You could see they were scratching something off.
Inside
of the mask.
Yeah.
Zombie cam.
Yeah. They do that a lot in this. Zombie point of view. But yeah, at this point, the shark. Wait, does the shark attack? Yeah, it swims right at the guy.
Oh, right.
Like, you see him, like, backing up as this shark is, like, just coming right in.
In, like, karate motion, like he's going to fight this thing.
Underwater, no oxygen tank
in
sight for this actor. So it's like zombie backing away from a real-life fucking...
I don't even see bubbles coming up from this dude.
Yeah,
it's real.
It was a real zombie.
Hopefully, Hopefully, not a hungry shark coming after him.
Hopefully not.
And so, what does he do? He attacks the shark and bites like a chunk out of it. Yep. Now, the chunk is special effects
stuff. But he wrestles a shark.
Yeah,
this is a guy wrestling a shark.
Yeah,
underwater.
In full zombie makeup.
In full zombie makeup.
Probably it was a real shirt.
Got it, like, behind it, got it by the fins. He might as well have just been slapping it in the face. Yeah. Why are you hitting yourself? Why are you hitting yourself? Wrestling a real shark.
Yep. Then he starts making out with it.
Basically.
I think it's supposed to look like he's biting it, but it's basically...
that shark?
Maybe.
From what I understand,
who knows? That's a possibility. Italian filmmakers in the 70s, that's a possibility.
Yeah, it seems kind of dangerous.
That shark has probably died soon after this movie was made.
Well, it seems even more dangerous after they put, I mean, they put like a fake arm on the zombie.
They did.
Oh, the shark bites down on and is tearing this arm off, and you can see the shark's eyes like rolling back in its head. Like, it is like, oh yeah. Like, this is attached to this actor.
So yeah, like, that was weird, man. That was hardcore.
Like, is this safe?
Zombie costume and prosthetics, and it's a real shark.
Yeah.
And this thing's not going to flip its lid and fucking really bite your head off.
Right.
Right.
Like, wow, somebody was, like, playing it pretty close to the, whatever, wire.
Yeah, how sedated you get that shark? That fucking thing was eating that guy's arm.
Yeah, it doesn't know, like, hey, that this is all pretend.
Like, it was steak. Steak right. arm.
Yeah, he wasn't getting stage direction 5 minutes before the scene was shot.
He's like, oh yeah, there's probably more where that came from. God knows what happened after this. Maybe after they cut and...
they shot him and cooked him for the
shark
cast.
Shark doubled back and ate the dude.
I like shark steak.
But he wrestled a shark.
Jenny is very disappointed by this idea that the cast could have captured the tiger shark and boiled him.
It wasn't a tiger shark.
They ate that shark.
What was it?
It was a great white shark.
No.
It was a nurse shark. No, it had flat head.
I don't think it had
makeup. No, it looked like a great white. I don't think it was a tiger shark.
I think they flipped it.
We all talk like we're shark experts. We have no idea.
I've seen Shark Week, Sean.
I know it wasn't a tiger shark. They're striped.
Exactly.
It's like saying it was a hammerhead because it didn't have a hammer.
I don't follow that logic, but okay. It was a shark.
It was a big enough. Shark. It was a smaller.
And it was real.
It was a...
And real big, man. That thing was as big as that dude.
Can we say it was a good white shark? Not great.
Wow.
Good.
Wow. Oh. All right, you get a 2-minute timeout. Put that down. 2-minute timeout for you. For bad jokes.
Did you ever see a commercial on TV for a Windows 9, I want to say, a couple years ago?
Oh, Colin. I don't know if I was alive, Colin.
When Windows 9, you weren't alive for... This is like the last one.
Windows 10. Windows 9.
Was it 7?
I don't know.
Windows 7. 8? 7. One of those had a commercial where they actually had... I'm going to find this. They played a clip from Zombie... in the Windows commercial. I could not fucking believe it. It was the zombie versus shark
scene. Who was the creative in charge of that commercial?
No, I don't think the music was in the commercial, but it was a Windows 7 commercial, launch commercial, and it had, it was like, you can watch like your favorite movies or whatever the hell, and on the screen.
Zombie.
Wow. And I'm like, what the fuck? Holy shit,
You went out and bought Windows 9 that day, didn't you?
Well, damn straight. I mean, anything that's going to, go back to Lucio Fulci movies. It's got my money up there.
How much was that movie? Was it cheap?
Which one?
That one.
Like, to purchase or to make?
To buy this DVD. I mean, is it like on the $5.99 rack or is it a popular movie?
I don't know where it is now. That's a special edition.
Yeah, that's the be all.
I'm sure that was a $20, something of 17 to 20 bucks.
Probably. That's the best edition of that movie you're going to get.
Yep. With an intro by Guillermo del Toro, telling you that you were not going to...
Guillermo del Toro was all for it.
You're going to have a good time at the movies with this.
Dude, there's blood on this case. But it's a print.
Well, this is a scene that, like we were talking about, escalates. I think that's what makes it awesome.
Underwater zombie?
Well, and then escalates it starts off with wrestling. Boobs.
It does.
Here again, when... Why is he bleeding all over the place? There's got to be some kind of metabolism that goes on in a zombie where they're creating blood.
Wait, was
that
he bleeding?
He did bleed.
Yeah, there's blood all over the water.
Oh, this throws, no, this I, throws it, a wrench. I mean, I thought...
And to infect somebody else, you have to have blood or a body fluid that's alive.
Are we still talking about the shark?
Yes.
I talk about the shark, yeah.
Okay, so I thought he ripped one of the gills, like, not the gill that was facing the camera, but the opposite gill.
No, the zombie ripped something off the shark.
Dude,
when the
then you saw the shark, and it didn't look harmed.
Right, well, yeah.
Well, yeah, I mean, that's...
It's Italian.
But that's all, it's Italian. That also goes with the continuity.
That's what I thought. I thought
of everybody's
the
bloody
grabbed,
shirt at
grabbed
one point
his gill and ripped it.
Yeah, I think that's what we were supposed to get. Like, he tore a chunk off of the shark.
Yeah. Yes.
So he could feed down there forever.
Yeah, but he actually... But the zombie did bleed when the shark ripped his arm off.
Indeed.
But it was, like, green. It wasn't red. The zombie blood was, like, green, wasn't it? Right?
I think it was red.
I remember it being red, but I could be red.
I think you're all whacked out on hamster.
Green fairy.
So there's another scene in this movie. I think that... If you've seen the movie, you're going to take with you for the rest of your life, except for those of you who had your arm over your eyes while it was happening.
Well,
eyes.
Just a hand.
Eyes.
The good Dr. Menard.
It was gross, man. It was gross, Colin.
Most of this movie is gross.
How gross was it, Dave?
It was pretty so gross.
It was gross.
It was so gross that there was chunk. What do they use? Like liver or steaks or something? Like they. Put it under it, and then they get whatever. Ugh.
Oh, when they're neck ripping, they're ripping people's necks out.
Oh no! Yeah. Well, this is
because you gotta eat raw meat to do that. So they must use some. I mean, that's gotta be funky. Bite into that.
Well, you're talking about like just the scene after where they're like eating the wife
or anything.
The smorgasbord. Yeah, the eye scene. The eye scene he's talking about, but just to go off what you're saying, like
stabbings. It's like the same with like the Achilles tendon. It's just like
certain
you
things
guys,
that automatically make you cringe.
I listened to the Dream Warrior podcast the other day, and you guys are talking about like the tendons on the feet.
Oh yeah,
being ripped up. Like it's the same thing.
But yeah,
like,
the wife
got the oogie factor.
The wife of the doctor.
Yeah,
finally gets attacked by zombies, and she's been paranoid
She's naked in the shower.
She was naked in the shower.
I'm just pointing that out. Oh, I mean,
from many mirror angles, like they knew what they were shooting.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
They're just like, this is the shot.
Yeah.
We need five mirrors in the bathroom to cover every angle.
Yep.
Oh, they did. That's right.
Can I point out that this is Prince's mom from the movie Purple Rain? Anybody?
Sure. Sorry.
Wait, do you know who Prince is?
Who?
All right then. So
wow. Wow.
I know.
So Prince's mom is in the shower.
Princess.
There is a lot of nudity.
I kind
of
want
movie.
You to explain because I don't think.
Well, it's also like it could just be saying that now we just don't get nudity in movies. So like we need like this was just a little bit of nudity in the 1970s. Nudity. Now we're like, holy shit, look at it. Boobs wall to wall. Well, it's not, folks. But
it's not.
After being in the shower, she gets out of the shower. She goes to the door.
She hears a noise.
She was in the shower for a few minutes. Too.
Nice shower, too.
Yeah, with a lot of mirrors.
Yeah, and that was a nice shower. It was one of those like that pours right on top of your head.
We never get to see the spigot.
Those are the bomb.
No.
I know. I kind of want one of those showers.
Yeah,
like
that's what you want. Like it's just a nice gentle rain.
Waterfall yes, shower heads. Indeed. That's what they're called.
That's what we've come to on this podcast.
Yes.
What's your favorite shower head?
Well, of course, it's the water head. Or waterfall.
The waterfall.
That's the one. Well, that's the water pick. Isn't it the water pick?
Now we're getting into it. Move on.
All right.
Okay,
so anyway, a zombie appears on the other side of a door. She's trying to barricade herself in the room. And zombie fingers come through.
Well, in a slat door, because everything on an island's got to be all tropical and thin and slats. And
you talking about her dress?
No, I'm talking about like the build. There were some slats in that dress.
The poncho? Rainbow colored poncho?
Tie dye poncho.
Oh, okay.
You don't got to wear much on an island.
Yeah, that's weird. That's a real weird juxtaposition of something. When you go from wearing absolutely nothing. You throw on this fucking sheet with a hole in it, and you're completely covered up. I don't care if it's different
on the islands there, Dave.
I've been to those islands, and I didn't see anyone running around.
You didn't walk around in a poncho, and that's it? I would.
Well, you weren't there in the 70s. That's when it was true. The swinging 70s.
That was happening.
True. We all missed out on it.
Yeah, we did.
Sunburns and beards and mustaches.
Oh, yeah. I'm trying. Yeah. I got the beard. I have a little bit of a sunburn. I'm trying to bring it back.
Yeah. You need to grow your hair out like 70s.
I'm going to do that now, now that I've seen that guy.
Yes.
It's on.
But a zombie punches through the door, grabs her by the hair, and pulls her towards a broken out slat that is just pointed.
Fuck. And it's just so drawn out. And so
slowly like pulls
5 minutes to bring her fucking eyeball to this slit
right this into the wood.
Piece of wood pulls that's just perfectly totally pointed totally towards gross, her totally eyeball. Perfect. And it's just like. Yeah, scene after scene,
it's
like
perfect.
Wood chip, eyeball. It's just, and I knew it was happening.
At that point, yeah, Jenny's like, Colin, make it stop.
Colin, why? Stop.
What? Yeah.
You got yelled at a lot during this
movie. I know. Yeah, yeah. That's how I knew it was working.
Right? That sounds good.
So at that point, Jenny covered her eyes. So what happened to this poor woman?
She was eaten by many zombies.
Well, no, before, like, with the eye being pulled in, like, well, I mean, most movies
screaming.
Would cut away.
No.
But in this movie, you get to see her eye all get impaled on this.
And it was sticking out after.
Oh, you saw that?
Yeah, whoever made the models of these things back in the day was really good. I mean, the skin's a little discolored and you can tell. Obviously, you can tell it's fake, but it's still very effective effect.
This was
back in the day.
Was it Gianetto De Rossi?
Yeah, sure.
Yeah. Giancarlo De Rossi?
Joy Bag of Donuts made this effect. Joy Bag of Donuts made this effect. And it was really, really well done because you see it all. You see from start, the wood enter the eye and then go all the way in with maybe one cut away to a different view, but it goes all the way in.
And then snaps off. That's
and
what makes it worse.
What makes it worse is that her screaming.
Yeah, because they pull her head and it snaps the wood.
Screaming changes from high pitched to a deeper agony. Scream, and that's what sells it for me. It's just the change in just
David
effective
and Jenny just sitting here with their faces
very
all
good.
Like,
that was gross.
Oh, very God. Good.
You know, in this
I
movie,
covered my eyes and must have just tuned that out.
It was very good.
You missed the money shot. So in the 1970s, when this movie was in the theaters, they actually, as a promotional gimmick, disperse like airline air sickness bags to the patrons. You know,
because you're going
to
puke?
Deservedly so.
Yeah. What I would love to get my hands on one of those. No, to throw up into. Like you take
marked
just
as.
That I didn't get the same gesture.
The little air sickness
they
bag.
They should have handed it
was
out.
Was it like marked specifically as,
oh, yeah,
as
zombie.
A zombie?
Yeah,
really?
You can look them up
that's
on
the
eBay.
Thing, that's the thing about horror movies nowadays. I don't think we've ever discussed this. The free
the carny atmosphere.
It's the carny atmosphere. It's the promotional items that people send out for horror movies. That is a whole separate thing. That's actually pretty interesting. Like kind of little subculture of this stuff. All the stuff they send down. The collectors of all that. It's very interesting. But that would be a good thing to get your hands on if something like that still existed.
The zombie barf bag. There's a couple other movies that have done it, but that
they do it nowadays too, especially for low budget horror movies to draw up attention when they're having premieres and shit. They'll
right,
send out special items and everything, especially to the reviewers and everything.
A VHS tape of The Ring.
Oh, I'm sure.
Sent out like the actual like cursed video.
Sure.
Would, like show up in people's whatever. When they come out to their car
mostly
after a movie, you'd be sitting there.
Yeah.
To promote the movie. Oh, yeah.
That's scary.
They send it out to critics, too.
Well, the other thing about Fulci's movies, because he does it a lot in this, there's the use of the zoom lens, which we just don't do enough of anymore. But Fulci is one of those guys where you're like, is this guy like some kind of fucking sadistic whack job? Because every time like somebody gets shot in the head and the brain matter explodes all over the place in a big gaping hole, the camera zooms in.
Zooms in.
Yeah.
Like most other movies would cut. He just like pushes you in closer to it and you hang on there for a minute.
Paid a lot for that fucking piece of chicken liver
or
whatever to pop out of there, man. You got to get it right on screen.
Well, there's a couple awesome ones. Because
that was gross. Watch a time.
Watching the, when they're eating the girl, like the liver
what
and
you
the
were talking
intestines
about.
Or whatever.
Whatever. whatever they get, and then they actually like they pick up and bite into.
I'm guessing it's probably chicken it's like livers.
But will people just bite into that and go for it? And
can like, you bite into it if it's raw?
You're not going to get sick. I mean, it's only going to last a second.
Sure, but like it's got to be the most disgusting thing in the world to do that.
Yeah, I bet it is.
Just normally, but then it's just like covered in blood and slime for the movie and everything. Mm-hmm. You're just like, ugh. Gross. It reminds me of the there's a night, I think it was Night of the Living Dead, where the guy eats a mouse.
Maybe the gangbang in the director's trailer afterwards makes sense.
Sure, right? Better. We're going to the trailer after this, right? All right.
Yeah. I don't know. Well, maybe it's not that. Maybe it is something not as gross.
Well, I noticed, and this is one of the things I've always been kind of disappointed by the zombies. But
there's
plenty
of meat.
Well, they never actually, like, chew, right?
No.
They bite into you, and they get the piece of the liver or whatever in their mouth. And then you just see them, and it's hanging out of their mouth, or it flops out of their mouth,
yes,
followed by like a copious amount of blood. But there's never any like,
it wasn't hard to miss, you know, some of those really caked on face prosthetics. I don't even know what, like paper mache on your face, but there might be a piece of liver under it where, you know, you're biting through that, and then you get this real piece of shit out of there, and it looks totally sickening, and, you know, the blood pack pours out, but, you know, I think there was some real meat used.
Oh, it feels like there was.
I think so, too.
There's
a couple of...
they're Italian, they do that.
Shots to the cranium, where heads are taken over.
They just had fake skulls
brain
full of some grossness. Oh. So good. So good.
So this is a gore exploitation.
Very
movie,
much.
Right? I mean, that's like, it has like, this movie probably has more in common with like the movies of like Herschel Gordon Lewis, right? The Blood Feast. There are 2001 Maniacs or something. He's the guy who started, I think, like the gore movie. And we've pretty much, pardon me, we've pretty much done away with that now, right? I mean, you don't see anything that's like
nothing
really
like
hardcore gore. No. We just kind of hang on the
good because the like gore those effects
because it's. I think it's supposed to. Well, it's.
Well, I mean, like, did like the late no, the later Saw movies just
as they don't even do it like this.
Not like this because I know they got gorier. Like they got gorier as they went along. I think as far as killing people as well. But did it ever reach as an extreme as something like this?
No.
Eyeball piercings and eating of the insides of people and whatnot.
No, I mean, you can maybe say that like some of like Hostel or something like that. Maybe.
That kind
of
gets that.
You know, because I remember an eyeball, but never like a, I mean, what do you call it? I mean, I guess it's sadistic or something where you're just going to kind of like linger on the moment, you know, where
like, we're going to show you this.
Yeah.
You it's will. Like, we're going to make you watch this.
But it's almost in some way. I mean, you know, when you look at it now, it's like I can tell that that's latex being, you know, the zombies biting into latex. It's all stringy and pulling off.
It is.
There's
stretchy
blood tubes underneath that are spraying off. I mean, when we were watching The Beyond, there was when those spiders were eating the guy's face.
Yeah.
You could see like the glue and all the rubbery, you know, like breaking. I mean, you can tell that it's a special effect. Mm-hmm. So I think that helps. I think like if it was more realistic, then it might be disturbing.
Yes.
You know, maybe it is if, you know, if it's just the gore factor alone. But I think like when you're looking at it, it's like I can still tell that that's fake. Mm-hmm. So then it becomes like, you know, to me, fun. You know,
right?
It's like I don't want to see it for real, but I like seeing this kind of like, you know,
the inventiveness that goes into creating something like this,
and just the like the willingness to take it like as far as they went in it is like, you know, kind of like, you know, cause for celebration.
It is exciting.
Yeah, the little kid in you is like, yay! Yeah. You know, seeing this kind of stuff. Jenny doesn't agree.
I
didn't say anything.
Shaking
I said nothing.
And that said it all.
Yeah. But it's, I mean, so you're looking at, well, I mean, I guess we'll have wrap up. So,
why? It's early.
What? Well, I mean, we're not there yet.
You know, I would have cheered for those boobs if they had some more boobs, but there was too much gore. It was gross. Zombie.
Yeah, but you know what? I think the rule is that you never have your gore and your boobs in the same scene together.
You don't have bloody boobs. No, you have to exploit two different things.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's like a no-no.
And one can kind of counteract the other.
Yeah.
It breaks up what you're, you know, it'll break up the gore to throw some boobs in there at this point. Like gore, boobs, boobs, gore, 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 boobs.
There's got to be like some, I think I was seeing Body Double. Did you used to watch that with us?
No.
The Freak Show. At the end of it, there's like boobs and blood running down from a vampire bite. No.
Was it sexy? Because sometimes they try and put that shit together.
Oh, please.
Strangely, yeah.
Even like Fright Night tries to make that sexy. Like this, the scene where he bites fucking, what's her name? And it's like, you know, it's a sexy moment.
Yeah, but that's blood running down her back. I mean, you're not going to the taboo area of having blood splattered boobs. Title? Copyright Saturday Night Freak Show 2000.
Blood splattered boobs?
The blood splattered boob.
I like that. That's a shallow movie.
I don't remember that.
Hmm?
I don't remember that.
No, I'm inventing it right there. No, it should be a movie.
This is a new idea.
Wouldn't you go see it? The blood spattered boob?
I don't know. He would just, if it was just called boobs, I think Dave would be in.
Maybe.
The blood splatter is what turns him off, I think.
Yeah, I don't like all that gory shit. That's nasty. Zombie? Nasty.
It did its job.
Yeah.
I know. I don't think I would enjoy this movie half as much if it wasn't for Dave's commentary. Like, ew, gross. Oh, no.
It was gross,
like,
man.
Yeah. It was totally working. That's why I was sitting up there just like loving every minute. It was like watching The Beyond here. Like I've watched these movies by myself.
I turned my head twice, like, and covered
Yeah,
my
I look
eyes.
Back and Jenny's got her whole arm over her face. It's like, I can't. What?
So no, what yeah, is
this? I got my eyes. Like, I don't want to, I don't even want to try and chance it. That I see it.
But imagine the reaction here, like magnified to like an audience of like 300 people or so in a theater.
It creates the atmosphere of that enjoyment. Like, because there's other people reacting the same way you are.
Yeah, everybody's like, no.
You're sharing experience and like that. And at some point, yes, you're disgusted, but you're enjoying the experience of other people. Because, I mean, we all enjoy like other people relating to the same experience that you're having.
Right.
Like, you can share something with somebody else.
Yeah. Well, that's why you go to movies, right?
That's why you go to movies.
In the same room.
Right. And you're experiencing the same thing at the same time.
But see, I mean, most people hate when people talk during the movies. Every time Dave talked, like, I was cracking the fuck up.
No.
No, you didn't.
But there's,
I was just like, oh,
there's certain types of movies. I mean, like, you're watching a drama, you know, like a Quentin Tarantino. No, that's a bad because he invites you to kind of laugh along with that too. Like a Paul Thomas Anderson film, like you're expected, I think, to sit there with rapt attention and absorb everything that's being said and is happening in the movie.
You hate my fucking boss, Colin. I do what I want.
But there are other movies where it may be interaction amongst the viewers. Doesn't really detract from the plot. Like, you can follow this movie.
Right.
Right?
You don't need to hear these
and
people talking.
Who cares what the fuck it's really about?
Yeah.
There's zombies on an island. People go from New York to the island, and then there's zombies.
Right. That's what it's about.
So is the doctor creating these zombies?
No.
There's a voodoo.
It had, yeah.
There's so what was
voodoo.
His role there?
To try and figure out.
Contain and control.
That's
in a crappy little church.
Yep.
That's all he was trying to do, and when he couldn't, he just shoot him in the head?
Yeah, I think he was a doctor on that, like, probably like the forerunner of Doctors Without Borders,
right? Yeah.
He was a medical professional from England who went to a small island to help them out, and then there was a zombie outbreak, and then it was like, well, I'm here, and there's zombies, there has to be some way of, you know, studying this phenomena, because he was just rigidly anti-supernatural. Like, you know, scientific. There's this zombie voodoo, you know, superstition. I don't believe it, you know. But where are the zombies coming from?
There has to be a scientific explanation.
Yes.
Yeah.
There does.
But all the natives are saying, you know, it's voodoo on the other side
Lucas
of the...
It's their seafood diet.
Lucas don't know nothing.
It's their zombie seafood diet.
That's what it
that's
is.
That's it. Yeah.
The puffer fish. No, I don't know.
Right?
Maybe that's not it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There you go.
That could
the
be
zombie,
it.
The zombie.
The underwater zombie infects a fish.
Omega-3s.
See, now he's getting scientific. This I like.
Your zombie blood can, you know, keep you pumping a little longer.
Mm-hmm.
I like this.
Maybe not.
Why not? I mean, it could be. Who knows? Who knows?
And they've gone everywhere else.
But it's credited to voodoo because we've got voodoo drums on the soundtrack. Like, every scene that they're on the island, you hear the...
And digital synthesizers.
Yes. So, Colin, what is, like you said, you've watched these movies by yourself, and then you've watched these movies with a group like this. And so what is the experience difference between, obviously you enjoyed them by yourself, but what is the extra that you, that comes from, if there is, that comes from watching it with a group and seeing other people experience that?
Sean, I think that's an excellent question.
Thank you. I appreciate
it. Well, I think it's one of those things where the movie actually, like, it does feel more alive somehow when it is experienced with a group. I mean, again, we're coming from an era where, you know, in the 70s, that's how movies worked. The only way that they were really experienced, you know? And I keep forgetting that. I think when you watch it by yourself, the home video version.
Yes.
When you're watching it, you're like, oh, that's gory. And you're like, oh, you know, it's like, that's kind of, look at how fake that is. And like, oh, that's really disgusting or whatever. But you just kind of, you sit there and watch it. Mm-hmm. And, you know, you're like, you're aware of this, but it's kind of from like almost a detached kind of way.
Right.
Somehow watching it with people and having it actually have the effect that the filmmakers, I imagine, intended, you know. Because it's, you know, it's playing to people who aren't like diehard horror movie freaks, you know, when you just have like normal people watching.
Right. The casual people, people you're catching
and Jenny are among the normals, right, who are watching this movie, who are reacting to
normals.
It the way that I imagine that they intended it.
Right. The 1970s audiences who had no idea what a movie like zombie, sure, they can, you know, extrapolate something from the title, but never experienced.
Well, they had seen Dawn of the Dead. Sure. Because I want to say, I mean, Night of the Living Dead kind of, you know, if you're familiar with a zombie movie at that point in time, you are aware that, you know, I mean, because Night of the Living Dead, 1968, you got to figure, when those people in the movie, they burn up in the truck and the zombies go and eat them and they're eating, flopping around with the livers and the, yeah. But it's, I mean, I remember seeing that as a kid. I'm like, that is fucking disgusting. That's gross. I mean, people eating people kind of thing. And then Dawn of the Dead, like, took that up, like, several notches. I mean, there's people being, they're alive and being torn apart.
Ripped apart.
You know, there's, like, people are ripping, you know, parts out of you while you're alive and screaming, which, like, takes it to, like, another level of, like, holy crap. Mm-hmm. So I think you had to have, by the time this came out, you know, you were aware of those type of movies. Which actually brings me to another, you're aware that the movies were out there. Or like, you know, that probably a zombie movie might do this. And I think they put like a warning on it, like no one under 18 is allowed to see this movie or something, you know, to the effect of, due to the graphic content.
Due to the graphic nature of this program, viewer discretion is advised.
No one under 18 will be admitted. Yeah. But the sad thing about the zombie subgenre, especially in Italy, because like I said, they ran with it, you know, I don't think like mainstream American movies, aside from what George Romero did, you know, we didn't get back into zombies until like the 80s, you know, the Return of the Living Deads and the, you know, I guess his own Day of the Dead and stuff like that. And I mean, zombies kind of went away for a while until they came back in a big way with 28 Days Later. And the Resident Evil video games, I guess.
Video games played a lot. And that's what I'm speaking. You mentioned video games. This movie would make a great video game. I think. I would play this game. Now, I think there's been some variation of this. But to have, like, to go with this storyline and to just have,
like, know, a Resident Evil 5.
Yeah,
or something.
Yeah, but a very sparse.
Dawn of the
Dead.
Dead Rising.
Dead Rising. That's,
Dead Rising, yeah. The video game. Yeah.
But a very sparse zombie video game. You know, on an island, you got to struggle to find supplies, and weapons are very scarce. And
Dead Island?
I haven't played Dead Island, and I know
it's like a resort.
That's what I'm saying. Like, I know it's a resort and everything. It's kind of similar, but more so, like, even if it was period appropriate to this movie, well, I think it would be very cool.
I think that's part of the appeal of it is the production design. On this, you know, it's just like, I mean, when you're in that church, you know, with all the drapery and there's blood like splattered all over the wall. There's all these bodies wrapped in sheets and
septic.
Because he's just been,
But it looks like it smells bad. You know, it's like one of those movies where you can actually like
flies buzzing everywhere.
The green, like you said, the green slime.
The victims have been puking, and there's like vomit all over their faces and their pillows.
Oh my god!
Yeah, Colin. I mean, it's just a nasty looking.
How dare you?
You know, kind of.
Oh god, Colin.
situation. Nasty. You know, it's and as soon as you zombies. See like the outside of the place, there's, you know, wind coming through the dust. There's goats the in the goats street, wandering. The crabs wandering around. It's just like a really
why
kind
are
of,
there goats and all that? Why aren't they eating them?
Because they, like they provide because they provide milk. Yeah. Oh, the, why the zombies not eating them?
Yeah.
Because that's right, not what they don't shark. Want. It's not what they want.
So you all broke right. my
life. Flaw.
Well, the shark kind of attacked him first. I mean, come on. It was just revenge.
The goat didn't hurt anybody.
Yeah, the goat never hurt anybody. And the goat's probably smart enough to run the fuck away at a certain point.
I think that dude was like, I think that shark scene was a bet, and that dude won. I bet he's like, I can film this. I can put on all this shit.
And fight a shark. Shark. And win.
And probably. Film it.
I wonder what he got.
A little stunt.
Well, steak dinner?
Yeah, some. Yeah. Yeah, like took him, they took him, at least took him to dinner that
yeah.
night. It's a good job.
But I guess what made me think of the zombie movie in Italy eventually devolved, I think, into the cannibal movie.
Mm-hmm.
The cannibal movies came later. Worse. And it's ironic because we're writing or we're recording this on the day that Eli Roth's The Green Inferno,
Is coming open. Out.
So I'm guessing if you go see that movie, I haven't seen it yet, but I mean, it's an homage to Cannibal Holocaust.
Cannibal Holocaust.
And Cannibal Ferox and right. Make Them Die and, Slowly, which I guess is the other title.
And I got to imagine any zombie, any number of Italian.
Porno Holocaust. Yeah. There's all these, like, you know, zombies and cannibals eating people. Right. And just like.
And it,
long takes of
yeah, it looks like it feels like
being,
it's gonna linger on shots yeah,
while people are screaming.
It's gonna
agony,
make you uncomfortable.
Other people are eating them. I think that's back. You know, in this in the Green Inferno.
Yes.
You know, you were asking like, what's another movie that has done? I'm like, well,
right
today,
as, right
you know,
today, it's right
in
now,
theaters right now. You can go watch probably something as gory as zombie
today in theaters. And how proud does that make you, Colin? Very proud.
Can't I don't know. Zombies and humans just get along?
Can't they coexist?
What
why
would,
not?
What, there was an X-Miles episode there, once that...
there's something to cover
like,
this.
Like, they just have to get the eating out of the way first because they've been dead for a long time and they wake up and they're hungry. But after
why
that, then they want to go dancing.
And they're going somewhere and then we'll blow that place up. And then it's all over. Fuck it. No more zombies.
Yes.
No more zombies. Oh, that's sad.
So,
then
do we
have
anything...
to deal with the goddamn vampires.
Right. All the goddamn vampires. Do we have anything left to say about zombie for wrap-ups?
There it is.
All right, there it is. So, before we do wrap-ups, so we're going to come back and do wrap-ups, but very quickly, we have Igor? To get to mailbag.
Igor, what say you?
Masters, the mail. I've got the mail. So many letters. Our followers are rising.
All right. So we have, you can get a hold of us on facebook.com/Saturday Night Freak Show, or you can write to us at SaturdayNightFreakShow@yahoo.com. Nick Hammond, frequent freak show contributor and often a freak show guest.
Almost too often.
Said, thanks to YouTube, I finally watched this movie today, Zombie. Oh, he's fucking stealing it.
YouTube? Oh,
yeah.
Come on.
And he has to say, awesome movie. This is what the Saturday Night Freak Show is all about. Love the underwater zombie versus shark scene and how the movie ended with the gloom and doom apocalypse. Then we have from Dom Cree. Holy crap, Dom wrote a, like, five paragraphs here, so let me see. I always had the idea that this Italian-produced films from this time were awesome until I ended up watching them. He couldn't get into the movie, and it made him think back to House by the Cemetery, another Fulci movie, which wasn't his cup of tea. It was too slow. Well, I agree with
slow, yeah.
Yeah, I agree with you, because Fulci did, like, you know, there was, like, Zombie, City of the Living Dead is kind of like another one of... it has more zombies in it. There's a woman who vomits up her own intestines. In
that
movie.
That yeah. happens.
And another guy gets, like, drilled in the head with a power drill and goes right, you know.
Sure.
The Beyond, obviously, is a classic. Murder Rock really isn't. New York
Murder
Ripper,
Rock.
Yeah, it's like a rock musical kind
oh,
of
boy.
With cops, in the, I think, and murder in the 80s. And he did New York Ripper and...
please don't bring that one.
Black Cat, like a number of movies. But they're not all very, not all that good. He says, with that said... he still holds Italian directors like Fulci in high regard because they had that no budget, no problem, make a movie anyway attitude. So And he says, who do you think would ultimately be the best of the Italian directors from this time period? Sean?
Since I know so many, I'll just go with Fulci.
All right. Well,
I think this is more favorite, up your alley.
Yeah, I was going to say.
Favorite, all right, everybody. Favorite Italian filmmakers from the 1970s. Go. I know you've got lots on your list, but try and keep it to a short five. That's what I thought.
All right, so as the resident like Italian film movie watch, I'm going to go with Dario Argento's.
Sure.
Yeah, I mean, from that time period, maybe Mario Bava, if you know, if we were talking 60s, but I think for the 70s, it was Argento's show all the way. I mean, his stuff was gory and violent, but still somehow classier. It was a classier thing.
It's classical.
Yeah, because Fulci is kind of wallowing in the, you know, like the cheap sheets.
Yes.
Cheap sheets. Cheap seats. It's, you know, we can do this for a quick buck and get away with it, and this will gross them out, and it's going to make money. I think Argento was legitimately aiming to do, you know,
he's the cinema. Opera. Yeah.
I feel bad. I'll go with that. I can't even think of it. I mean, don't make me feel stupid, please.
Roberto Benigni.
He's a Italian director?
Yeah, he made Life is Beautiful.
He acts. He did? He acts too.
Well, yeah. I thought he was just the
he's
actor.
Very excited.
He got Best Actor for that, right?
No, yeah. He did. I remember when he won the award, but seats. I didn't know he directed it as well.
Yes. Indeed.
Oh.
And then no one ever heard from him again.
No. What about, no, that was French.
Please, well, yeah,
I was going to say the silent movie. That was a French movie, right?
That was French.
Italian,
yeah, yeah, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Okay. But that's why
Martin
I was like,
Scorsese, Italian American. Boom. Okay, so that's the same thing. All right, so.
Oh, probably, all right,
all right. So, wrap ups on Zombie begin tonight with Sean. Surprise.
I'm being pointed at. A very enjoyable movie. It's not often that I'm, I've seen a fair amount of zombie movies. It's good to be, I think, disgusted by a zombie movie. It's, I enjoy this movie. I enjoy the gore. I enjoy the lengths that these filmmakers went to kind of, like you said, that, you know, they stick on a shot. They'll show you everything. Like, we don't get that a lot nowadays, so it's almost refreshing to see something like that, considering everything we see nowadays. But I enjoyed the movie. I don't know, like we were discussing earlier, there's a different experience between watching yourself and then kind of watching it with the experience of other people. And I think it's a very enjoyable movie, having that experience with other people. I definitely recommend the movie. It's a very good zombie movie. I love the zombies in this movie. I love the way the effects for it are pretty good. The story's pretty good. Like, you know, an island of maybe slightly stereotypical, the doctor who's kind of studying the zombie gene, trying to figure out what's going on while all this shit's going on around him. But I enjoyed the movie. I like the zombie effects. I like the story and the gore and everything, the lingering shots. I definitely recommend it. Watch it with your friends. Very enjoyable.
Alrighty. Well, I also would have to say, I've seen newer zombie movies, but I've never seen one this old. So, yes, I would have to recommend this because it's.
Wait, you haven't seen Night of the Living Dead? Dawn of the Dead?
Oh, there's a lot of checks in the no column on this one.
The shit that comes out of this girl's mouth.
She's only 20.
I think she's only 35. I love this. I actually kind of love this. I think we're defining your kind of character on the freak show, and I like it. Keep going.
No, but I thought it was. I actually thought it was cool, even though I was grossed out. But that's just me. But to see these zombies, like, the way they were done in the 70s was actually really cool. So I would recommend this movie. I did not, excuse me, I did not follow the plot the same way. I thought it was a totally different storyline, but now that you guys explain it, it makes more sense.
Wait, what did you think
there
was?
There are chunks of this movie that are kind of missing.
But I don't want you to think that I'm,
No judgments.
Okay, so this is what I thought was happening. I thought the doctor was trying to create the zombies. I thought he was trying to create them, and then if they didn't turn out the way he wanted, he would shoot them in the head. But then the black servant guy kept, like, I felt like he was, like, almost threatening. Like, no, but he was threatening the voodoo, like, you're testing the limits, threatening the voodoo. I can't control the voodoo. And so I thought it just happened.
Like, he's going outside the boundaries of this, and it's like, you're going too far.
Yeah. That's how I took it. Like, I thought... That's an interpretation of this. I mean, that's how I took it when I watched it. Maybe it was the absinthe. I don't know.
I want to watch movies through your eyes.
The doctor, because he... I mean, when he was fighting with his wife, he got so, you know, obviously slapped her in the face and was like... Don't talk about my zombie work. Like I thought he was.
As funny as that is a very accurate representation of what. That's a very accurate representation of what happened. Don't talk about my zombie work, woman.
Like I,
you don't know.
I thought he was like trying to create zombies, and they just weren't turning out the way he wanted them to. So he just shoot him in the head. Like, that's what I thought was happening. I thought he was trying to turn his wife into one.
But. You're never leaving the free show. This is too valuable to give up.
Okay. But I do recommend this because I would watch it again. I would.
Whoa.
I would.
Wait. With or without the blinders?
Yeah.
Maybe two fingers?
I have... I mean, if I watched it more,
two more fingers than once, of absinthe.
I might do the two fingers, but yeah, the scenes with the
watching it through your elbow,
the eyes. I mean, the eyeballs. I mean, that bothers most people. I mean, it's true. I watched it until it got really close, and then I had to put my whole arm over my eyes.
It went the whole way.
I know.
I believed it was going to. I waited to see if it would cut, and then when I thought it wasn't going to, that's when I put my arm across my eyes. But, yes, I would recommend this movie. I had a good time watching it. Dave?
Oh, it was... Let's see, what do we got to say about Zombie? It was nice to be a guest on the podcast again and cook.
Welcome back. Ribs, and thank you. It was fucking delicious.
Thank you.
And to meet Jennifer.
Appropriate. We got to eat ribs tonight.
Flesh off the bone.
We did.
As zombie.
With our teeth.
We did.
Most appropriate meal we've had.
I know.
It was, I actually thought this movie would go a different direction from the beginning, because the boat scene at the beginning, where it just kind of hung around the harbor, it was like kind of intriguing. You know, maybe something's going to happen, maybe something's not going to happen, and then something happens. But as soon as we got to the island of the zombies, it was a little too difficult for me. Gross. Nasty. There were some boobs and there were some butts, but I don't recommend Zombie. No. I mean, I think it's okay.
What's in a nice butt, though, Dave?
Yeah, it was a very nice butt.
So look up those scenes on your local website.
Apparently, it's on YouTube, according to
me. Apparently.
There was some gross stuff, and I think the zombie should have been a little bit more on their, you know... Eating people
on point to their objective
versus being really slow and getting there, and then we got there and we're zombies, and then we got you, and then we don't got you, and then there's buried zombies that are a little too, you know, not so buried and getting up out of the dirt too quick.
They're pretty spry for guys who are 400 years old.
They
don't
have flesh on the bone.
400 years old.
And I really have a problem with the zombie kind of, you know, metabolism. I don't know what they're getting out of this human flesh Or shark flesh.
I think this is what I want to explore more.
Yeah, like I like this the science discussion of this.
I don't think it's going to happen tonight. But
because there's a lot of zombies.
They're hungry. That's their only purpose in life.
No,
that's
I don't think
their
it's
only
hungry.
Thought in life mm-hmm. is to just eat.
But when they get blown away, there's a lot of blood splatter. I mean, they got a fresh blood in a old dead zombie. You know, should you be blown out dust?
Mm-hmm, I agree with mm-hmm. this. Like, you make good points.
And Colin, you should notice what did I just show you that in that little clever little thing they did on there?
And catch it. What? It's like a half a. What is it?
Look at that. That's a zombie face profile. And then that's a zombie.
Zombie face.
Stupid graphic design stuff. But yes, I love coming to the freak show. It's nice to cook for everybody. And
oh, we love it.
I think
someone's in a coma.
Usually, yeah.
you may have made someone a zombie.
Mix Master Brent fell asleep over the couch, so.
He can't be here. He's in the Himalayas.
Yeah, he's in
discovering himself. Wait, what am I talking about? I'm completely drunk.
So do you recommend or no?
No, I don't recommend zombie. I mean, yeah, if you want to watch something gross and kind of silly, go watch zombie. You want to watch something cool, you know, tune in soon. There might be a David Albertson podcast where we'll either watch The Man with Two Brains starring Steve Martin, or we might watch I Love You to Death starring Kevin Kline, but Colin won't let me do it, so I'm just pass it off to him now.
I do think I do recommend the movie, but I enjoyed it so much just because of Dave Albertson's commentary.
Sometimes
well, I think that, but that helps.
It does. Like,
but I
think that is a valid part of watching the movie.
Yeah,
that's valid.
Yeah, I mean, I really do think the movie is better seeing it because it is designed to poke at people and make them go very loudly. Ew!
Gross! This is totally gross.
Yeah. Yes, it exactly.
If you get like a group of people doing that, and then the laughter that follows,
It's gross.
Yeah. I legitimately think that Zombie is one of like the top five best zombie movies ever made. I mean, like, you know, when I go through my list of like, you know, zombie movies, like that's a fucking classic. I mean, I'm not going to say that it's up there, you know, on the same level of the George Romero movies because, you know, again, I think its intentions are baser. But I mean, as an entertainment, you know, that's trying to push it like pretty far. I think, you know, when you look at Lucio Fulci movies, I think I'd give my edge to the edge of the, you know, to the Beyond. I think that's a better movie because it seems like there's more going on
all around. Yeah.
I think this is his second best. This is his most famous. I think this movie has been seen by more people than know who Lucio Fulci is. It was a hit, I think, at the time. I mean, we should talk about, or I just want to mention the score. A guy named Fabio Frizzi did the music, and it's weird. It's like it's synthesizer, but it's got like a kind of
a beat to it.
Yeah, and a lot of his stuff does. You know, I mean, he's done scores for, you know, a lot. I think most Fulci movies have like Fabio Frizzi scores, and they all have like these memorable themes to them. Even Jenny was like, "Is this like exclusive to this movie?"
No,
like, did he do The Beyond?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, because I remember you were talking about the music.
I swear I've heard the song before. I swear.
There's been remixes, maybe, or say, you know, I know there's a tribute album.
Elements of it have probably
been
heard elsewhere.
Yeah, Gwar did a cover of this, I think, at one point.
God,
so
it might have been.
And we know you've heard Gwar.
Yeah, with it had like snippets from the audio in it. I don't know. I think it's a classic. I think it's like it's a bad movie. I would say, right? It's one of those like, but it's. I mean, it's not entirely successful. You have to get through a lot of stuff. The dubbing doesn't even try. I mean, there's people. There's one guy speaking Italian next to a guy who's speaking English, and
that's Fulci.
Over. Yeah, yeah. Lucio Fulci's in the movie.
Lucio Fulci's in the movie, and whatever
he's
says,
in most of his movies though. In the Beyond,
is he?
Do you remember in the library scene? I think he's the guy who tells the guy, like, you've got carte blanche, but not a blank
check.
Really?
That's him?
Like that. Yeah.
It seems like he had more hair in there.
Oh, no. He locks up the library. He lets the guy in, and then the guy gets his face eaten by the tarantulas. And this, he is the editor of the newspaper. Oh, you gotta see boy. It. It's oh, a fucking, buddy. It's one of the best teens in exploitation movie. Yeah, they sound like, well, you have to see it.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I would definitely recommend Zombie. Go out, see it right now. It's a grindhouse classic. I can't say enough about this movie. Fantastic. 4 stars. And so that leads us to the end of the Saturday Night Freak Show. You're going to find out what we're going to watch next week because Jenny's going to be picking the movie.
Oh, shit.
What's Jenny picking?
She's excited about it.
It's always, you never know what it's going to be because she tells you one thing and then it turns out to be something else. It's... like we were going to watch Twin Peaks a little while ago. Twin Peaks, maybe
Twin Peaks. Twin Peaks is gone.
Firewalk with me. Yeah. She was like, we're going to watch
it. Dead. That back.
Then she pulled that out from under me and gave us Clue instead.
She's going to give Clue?
We watched
it. I did Clue.
Unbelievable.
Look at the. He's.
That's a great movie.
I know, right?
Uh oh.
So next week we're going to be watching.
I'll do Clue. I gotta do Clue.
We already did it.
Is it next week?
No, it's like 2 weeks. 3 weeks ago.
3 weeks ago. It's already been done. It won't be done for another 20 years.
Yeah.
It's gone. Up and gone, my friend.
I could have used
it. I love playing that game, and I love watching that movie.
Played it
the game
after
was played. The movie was watched.
Unbelievable.
It is done.
I know. Jesus.
It's like a fork in it.
All right.
Man, Colin, that was some really...
Burst that bubble.
Me. Yeah. All right. So, what's it going to be?
We're going to watch Hook.
No next kidding. Week.
Robin Williams.
Yep.
And
I've been letting this stew for
Dustin
a long time.
Dustin Hoffman. Yeah.
And Bob Hoskins.
Bob Hoskins.
Unbelievable.
A lot of dead people in this movie.
And Julia Roberts.
Okay. Julia two dead Roberts people in this movie. Good. I'll rephrase that.
Yeah. What? So that's next week on the Saturday Night Freak Show, ladies and germs. You can catch us on iTunes, Stitcher Radio, TuneIn, and more. And until then, the basement is going dark.